When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bingetown TV. Today, we're back with me, Kathleen, and Julia to talk about Survivor 46, Episode 5, titled Peaky Man. And just like that, I'm re-inspired. After four episodes, the first two were fire. The second two, I was like, this is the same. And this one, finally, we've got something else to talk about, and I'm re-inspired. I'm reinvigorated. It's Friday. I'm ready to rock. I'm off today. Julia, how you feeling, girl?
Peaky Man. That's the name of this episode?
I didn't know it until I did my rewatch either. It's because Tim is like going through sepsis.
Trying to shit on it.
He's going through sepsis and going nuts and talking to the Tiki Man.
He's like ready to sit on that Tiki Man if it'll let him shit.
A Tiki enema.
You know what? Only on Survivor, baby. That's how we do it on Survivor.
That's how we do it on Survivor.
Now I too am inspired.
Good.
I had a lot of fun during the episode. You should have seen us. We were absolutely biting our nails down to the quick, down to the bone. I bit mine to the elbow. I was so nervous.
What, when they, during the challenge?
The challenge. First of all, the challenge happened in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I thought that as well. We were surprised because there was still like 50 minutes left. It was like 9:25 and the challenge was happening, or 8:25. I mean,
yeah,
when I did my rewatch, it actually felt longer, but it's just because it was a brand new tribe going to tribal and they had the journey too. So
true. It was a,
I forgot about it. Didn't you?
So yeah. So like, it's really going to be like me talking about something I've never seen before. And I'm so excited to get schooled on Tikan.
Yeah. So
tell me about it.
The reason I liked this episode, obviously, I love that Yanu finally got the W. I love that we saw another tribe go to tribal. I actually loved the journey challenge. That's the kind of stuff I like to see. Back in the old days, they used to have stuff like that where they would challenge you on old Survivor seasons and things like that in either reward or immunity challenge. And I kind of like that, especially in the era where we all complain that they're all super fans. But it's like, I kind of loved that we've been complaining that and Hunter still got it wrong. And I relate to him on a level of I too, and so did Julia, watched in an order that wasn't in order. We still haven't seen all 46. So I agree. I would like to see if I could do that challenge any better. I don't think I could, but I would like to like put them out. I'm sure I could like print them out and do it. But
me too.
Yeah, we can maybe do that next week. We can print out five.
I would have no idea. I would have no idea, especially because it's like the logos. So unless it says like
it does, there was like maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think they flashed one that didn't, but I'm not sure because they didn't go through each one.
Not synonymous with the name of the place.
Yeah, sometimes it's like heroes, hustlers, yeah. Healers or whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah. And but I just like the nostalgia brought. I mean, Sandra, Boston, Robin, Parvati are like my big three. In my eyes, those are the three. So showing those people like one by one, we were pumped. We were scared we were going to get spoiled, but we didn't really get spoiled.
No, not terribly.
No, it was okay. Okay, I have a question
for you. That's always my fear. Anytime they're talking past seasons, I'm like, come on.
Well, Jake
literally
luckily didn't spoil us because we had just seen Token Jeans, but he was like naming the winners of the seasons. You know what I mean? I was like,
but you
lucky I just finished. Yeah, but that's okay. I don't mind knowing the winners of seasons I haven't seen. I'd prefer not to, but if I do, I don't think of it as a negative because I just like to watch their like journey through and see it through their eyes and be like, would I have voted for them? But I have a question similar, not really similar, but it's more of like a hypothetical. Would you rather be on season 45 Lulu or season 46 Yanu? Because they both were down to three. With Sean, Emily, and Caleb, and now Tiff, Kenzie, Q.
And this question is coming from a, like, how would I fit in the tribe dynamic with these people?
Take it however you want. Basically, they're both super losing tribes two seasons in a row, and how would you progress in the game within 45 or in 46? And which one would you choose? Like, which one do you have a better shot at progressing in, do you think? And even which do you like better? Would you rather hang out with Sean, Caleb, and Emily, or would you rather hang out with Tiff, Kenzie, and Q?
Gosh. Well, Sean like barely counts to me as a player because he quit.
Agreed.
I know that that's kind of harsh, but I
know,
like,
doesn't
in my
count
mind,
to me.
That's okay. Great. Maybe it's recency bias. I'd say Yanu because
same.
I think that the three that are left are stronger than the three that Lulu had left. I also think that they are not more interesting, but like they have a different story than even like the Tika three. They were able to kind of get under the radar because they were seen as these kind of like
underdogs.
Idiots. These like,
yeah.
What do they call themselves? But they were like, we're the fucking
yeah.
Curly, Mo and Larry, whatever they call themselves.
Yeah.
Like the ding-a-lings. And they kind of looked dysfunctional to everybody. So they were kind of able to be like, okay, all right, let them be. They can be the swing vote. Whereas these three in our Yanu tribe, I think, have a little bit more of an uphill battle in that because of Banu sharing information about them, who's tight, who's mastermind, who's running the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they have more of a target on their backs. But without that, I think that things would have probably, I think the way that they play and the way that they play hard and are smart people and are strong people.
Yeah.
Would have come to light anyways. So I think if the target wasn't there, they probably would have painted it themselves once we get to the merge island anyways.
I couldn't have said it better myself, but I agree. I was surprised by how excited I was by this Yanu win. And
oh, yeah.
I said when we watched, I'm rooting for them. They're my three.
Totally.
I'm rooting for them. I'm so happy that they didn't have one more tribal to axe one of them, because obviously no one's more excited than Tiff. Tiff loves Kenzie and loves Q. I think when having to choose, she would have booted Kenzie, but she doesn't want to boot Kenzie. And Q might not love Kenzie, but I think as a three, these three will bust into the merge and be able to do some work. And I'm so excited to see it. And I'm rooting for them so hard. I think they're so funny when they're like laying down, and Kenzie and Tiff have a great rapport. And then Q and Tiff like crack me up, and they're like,
yep.
What are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking? Like, make it
funny. What are y'all talking about?
I loved that. And all these joking things is when they're depressed, they haven't eaten in 10 days, they've had a coconut, they're wet, they're cold, they're hungry. And I just think that this is like a comeback story I can root for. And now that Banu is gone, it's like a breath of fresh air. No offense to Banu, but it's great. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Here's the thing too about watching them be miserable does not make me miserable.
Right.
Because they have good such point. Like a, I mean, I know Q had a really down moment in this past episode, but he was trying to spin it off as like he's kind of playing, using that as a game move, which we can talk about. But aside from that, I mean, they're kind of making light of the situation. They're finding ways to still have fun and to still stay strong to one another, stay strong for one another when they could easily be there so miserable, ready to like attack each other.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like they're making the best of the worst hand of cards you could be dealt. And I know we've got like Seagull on the beach doing salsa. We've got the other team like who's been doing arts and crafts over there, but I'm still less miserable watching the most miserable tribe on paper.
Yeah, and I saw the deleted scene was actually from Yanu's beach, and it's cute, and it's before the challenge, and Q was like, I refuse to lose, and he's like air punching, and he's doing all these like jabs, and he's being funny, and someone had tweeted, why did they put the salsa and not this? Like, I would rather have seen this in the episode. They needed to, I mean, I guess they didn't really need to put that Seiga stuff in because they had a lot of Seiga in this episode since they went to tribal. But I think it was just to show, look at them. They're happy-go-lucky. Look at this.
Yeah.
And then here they have to vote someone off. So they're trying to like create a juxtaposition or something.
Absolutely.
But overall, watching Yanu win and hearing them spell out what it means. Usually when Jeff's like, what does it mean to you? And they're just like, we're so excited. But this was like, it's a feeling we haven't felt yet. Like, we've been on the back against the ropes we've been fighting for our lives. Now we get to relax as friends. We get to be friends now and take a day off, which they haven't had in 11 days. They get to hold the immunity idol. They're not freezing all night long.
They get to eat one muffin.
Oh, my God. They actually had a lot to eat. I think they had like one of each kind each. Maybe. They probably had like probably 9 muffins there. Which actually works for them because if like a team of 6 won that, it would have been like nothing.
Measly, yeah. I absolutely got chills when Q was like, man, this is what it feels like. I loved that moment specifically because he was saying it to his teammates and not, it didn't feel this performative, like cameras are here. Jeff's asking me, I know this is going to make the cut. He's just reveling with his team in the feeling of success. It felt really genuine. And I just loved that moment.
Me too. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I can't wait to watch them move through. But other than that, do you have any Yanu thoughts? I feel like we went through a lot of it, but anything extra? I mean, we could talk about the journey later, which has Q, but anything specific to Yanu?
No, I don't think so. I mean, listen, it was looking bleak at first and I was pissed about it.
Yeah.
We were mad. We were really mad watching this challenge. Kenzie was slow to start. Q couldn't do the ropes. At one point, they weren't even showing their progress.
I know.
I was like, where is Yanu? They like are not showing us where they're at in the challenge. The slow-mo was hysterical. Just like the buildup of it was like absolutely freaking like Air Bud. It was like a kid's sports movie.
Well,
which
there's
I
just
loved.
No way that
which
that,
is what Survivor lit, is these days.
They lit that beanbag hitting that target. That was not the cue shot. That was a completely different shot that they lit. And right, don't you think?
They had like production value lights and like
exactly. They had a ring
somebody
light.
Hitting it square on the nose. Yeah, and it was like perfect.
It was actually someone in a green suit against a green screen spinning it in the midair. But no, thank God that they won. It would have been devastating. But I liked that in this challenge, there was enough obstacles that, you know, Yanu fell really behind. And then Yanu actually ended up beating, I think, Siga to the thing that Q was doing with the to unwind that rope thing. But then Q fell way behind. And then sometimes it is just you're shooting at these targets and you can't hit the target. I like when there's so many obstacles that even when you're behind, you can still come back and win it. And I think that's the point of a lot of
Survivor
like puzzles.
You open up one of those things and you have to open up all of the bags in order to find the key. Or you happen to pick the key one in the first bag.
Right. Yep.
A little bit of chance, a little bit of luck, a little bit of skill, a little bit of God.
Give a little. Maybe we can
get a little bit of God.
Okay, then let's move to Nami because there's not much with Nami.
Nah.
How do you feel about Venus following Hunter around, calling him a meat shield?
Okay, you guys were all like, oh my God, meat shield? A meat
no, I loved
shield.
It. I loved it.
Oh, okay.
It.
Somebody was saying it. And I was like, yeah, I feel like that's like a survivorism. Like that's like a phrase that people use.
Yeah.
It's like been coined because you want to have these, you either want like the personality shield, which we'll talk about when we get to Ben, or you want the meat shield that it's like nobody's looking to target you out because they want to get rid of the big bulky guys before we get to the individual immunity so that they don't win every single one a la Terry in my recently recently finished.
Oh, you
Bernard.
Did finally finish it?
No, I have not finished it. I refuse to watch the finale, y'all. I refuse to watch
You're
the finale.
You're sick. Just watch it. You're sick
Why?
For that. At least watch the final tribal because then I love the final tribal, especially in the old seasons because people are like dicks. These years, who cares? Because everyone's just like, hey, guys, loved your vibe all season. What was your favorite thing you said to a friend this season? Like the things they
Kendra's
say are
like,
so stupid.
What made you grab the bull by the horns?
Yeah, what is your star sign and how does it apply to the way you play the game? It's like, shut the fuck up and just ask that. Like, Trisha absolutely roasting Tony and Cagayan, being like, you are disgusting, you're foul. Like, did you swear
but I'll
on
vote
your...
for you.
Probably. I don't... They don't always show who everyone voted for at the end, which I hate.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't do that.
Listen, the finales give me anxiety, okay?
Okay.
They just do. Okay.
I know who wins. So what's the anxiety?
The anxiety is exactly what you're saying, of people, of the thought of somebody standing up at a higher height, a literal, like they're looking down at you and saying, tell me what you did well. I just keep putting myself in the like finalist shoes and being like, I could never articulate. I'd be like, I don't know. I got through a couple challenges. I got through a couple tribals. Here I am. Please vote for me.
That's interesting. We just watched 41. I had seen it before, but Alex just binged it quickly by herself. And I tuned in sometimes and I wanted to watch the finale with her. And two of the three on Final Tribal like are really well spoken. And I was like, wow, I don't think I could do, I know I couldn't do that, but I was like actually impressed by the way these two people were speaking and answering questions and was like, okay, go off. And the one doesn't even have a job like that. I think the one person has like a boardroom job where they're leading meetings and doing stuff like that, but I don't think the other person does. I mean, that's the reason why last season everyone was like,
the lawyers,
well, what's Keturah? Keturah was like, like, don't let her get to the final three. She'll talk her way into the $1 million, basically.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny how it comes down to that. It's like, who would be the most successful in Shark Tank? At the end of it, it's like, it's an episode of Shark Tank.
Well, it's that, but it's also like, I don't know what you did all game. You have to explain it to me and tell me. Because we know what other people, there's been seasons where I'm like, I can't believe that person won and not that person. But if you don't do a good job explaining the moves you made, people are not in your head. People are not watching the season yet. So that's why Survivor is the best reality show of all time.
Yes. So right, my girl. No, that's very true. But like I said, I will not be watching the season finale. I will just Google who.
You're rotten. Anyway, so you got to watch it for this because we're podcasting on it.
I fucking know.
But anyway, so back to Nami quickly. I'm just happy that Venus will make it to the merge. As we know, the merge is coming next episode. There's probably one more boot before they actually make merge.
It's going to be that bullshit split up into randos. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm happy that the only reason she's still here, I believe, is because they didn't go to tribal. I thought she would have been the first voted out unless they were trying to like blindside like a Hunter or a Soda or something like that. But she's going to the merge with new life. And I feel like some fire in her belly to like make some friends and fuck over this Nami. I would be scared of Venus.
She's going
to
flip.
Oh, she's already flipped. No doubt about it. I don't even know anybody.
Why are you so excited for her?
Because we haven't gotten to see anything from her. Everyone else, I feel like I know their actual personality, but I haven't been able to see Venus like within the game. I think all of Nami, really, I haven't seen within the game, but I have an idea of like how Soda will play, how Tevin will play, how Hunter will play. But like, I guess Liz and Venus are the two that I'm like, I have no fucking idea how they're going to interact with other people.
That's true. Well, we got a little bit of that from Liz when she was on. I mean, we saw her interact with the other teams.
She's going to
play like a little sweetheart game. You're right. Venus is going to be interesting to see what she does, especially knowing that she's kind of like rogue. She's like a free agent.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to stay Nami strong, but who knows? I mean, it really all depends on like who gets split into these rando teams.
Yeah. I also just like liked her bothering Hunter because, you know, she knew she was bothering him and was like, I don't care. She's like, I got nothing to do around here, so I might as well just bug the fuck out of this guy. And he ended up finding the idol anyway. And I thought it was interesting, and I'm glad they did, that he mentioned there's a clause that if they don't ever lose, which they're probably not going to, then he'll have to do something else to like get his vote, because as of right now he's lost his vote or whatever.
What about his, hasn't he lost two votes, or is that like the same vote he's lost?
That's hilarious. I guess that's this, he had nothing to lose then. Even if he gains it back via Beware Advantage, I don't think he still has a vote. That's, wow. Correct. I didn't even think of that. Interesting.
So is that like his next two, like those stack, do you think?
I don't know. Jeff may have to clarify that, but that's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
I wonder if that's happened before.
Yeah, but while, like, let's talk about the
precedent has been set.
While we're talking about Hunter, let's talk about the journey, mostly in that, you know, it's Q, Tim, and Hunter. I thought it was cute that Q won at boy time, because I was like, that makes sense. He's like, I need boy time. Being with all that feminine energy and Banu probably was driving him fucking crazy. Like, I don't disagree with him. I would probably feel the same.
I know. I was going to say
that, like, was him.
You mean you didn't get boy time with Banu?
Like, they weren't just like broing out. No.
Yeah.
Absolute just feminine energy, which I love oozing from Yanu. But how do you feel about an alliance being made for you? So in this case, Tevin, Tiff, and Maria were kind of signed up and volunteered to be in this alliance of six via the merge without consenting. So how do you feel about this situation, and how would you feel if this happened to you?
In this instance, I do not like it.
Okay.
I think that the best outcome you can hope for in a journey, besides whatever you're playing for, the advantage, your best social outcome can be trying to get more information from people, or at least having a conversation to be like, I could vibe with this person when we're on the same beach, if we're on the same beach, but I'm not looking to make any promises or commitments to absolute strangers in a 30-minute window of this journey. So for this sake, I do not like it. I will tell you where I did not mind it, and I actually thought that it was a wise choice, was in
Token Sheens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the reason that I was okay with this exile island alliance being made between Taj and
Steven, or I guess it was Taj.
It was someone on,
I can't remember. Sierra was the
Brandon?
Third, but
Brendan.
Yeah, maybe Sierra was the fourth or the third or whatever.
So it was Taj and Brendan making a promise to one another on Exile Island that they would bring Steven and Sierra into an alliance. And the reason that I think that I was okay with that, like, promise being made is because they were sent to Exile Island as like a disadvantage.
Sure.
It's like, hey, we were both sent here and like this fucking sucks. It's not like, hey, we're here to try to get, we're here to
make
try
lemons.
To get an advantage. Totally.
Let's make lemonade.
Yeah. Let's make lemons. So that's why. And I think that that was also happening quite early in the game. And it's like, what else are you also going to say to this person that you're going to spend the next 24 hours with? Right.
Yeah.
You're stuck on this island. It's like, remember that episode in last season where the people who were stuck on the beach because other people went to a reward had no strategy to talk to one another. So they were like doing a spa day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it was so uncomfortable because we had nothing to speak to one another about. It's like, yeah, if it's just me and one other person, we're going to have to talk about making an alliance, because otherwise, what the fuck am I going to say? But if I'm standing at the only time I get to talk to these people is us reading instructions for 30 seconds. I don't think that that's a good use of your interaction with those people.
I wonder if Q would have made the same deal if it wasn't Hunter and Tim, meaning like the boys, the strong boys, we're the strong boys. Like, I wonder if he thought of that post challenge and on the boat to the journey. I wonder if he was like thinking like, this could be interesting. But in general, I think Tevin might not mind that six, just because him and Hunter really are like a solid two. And not that the other four aren't, but I think Tiff really thinks that those three are going to have a solid alliance, and that leaves Kenzie out, and I think that'll bug Tiff.
Yeah.
I think Tiff will have a little issue. And then Maria also has other allies now, really only in Mariah, I guess, and I don't know how Mariah is going to feel post booting Jem, and she was left in the dark about it. But so maybe Maria will be intrigued too, because Maria's like, I don't trust. Well, that's actually interesting, because she's like, I don't trust Ben and Tim. And then Tim's the one who made that deal on her behalf. It wasn't even Charlie. So, yeah,
I think she's going to have more of an issue than Tiff.
Yeah, you're right. I was kind of thinking it was Charlie, but it's Tim. So, yeah, that's that's always tricky. It's cool in theory to like make bonds with other people. But yeah, it's
but not a promise for final six.
Yeah, it's wild. That's wild.
But I don't know. I just think like you use that time to be like, how are you guys doing? Like, first win, amazing. Tim, how are you feeling? Like, is it going to be chaos when you get back to the beach? Or like, are you nervous that conversations are going to be had? Like, it's more about the trying to get information on the moment that's happening right in front of your noses. And like, because there's not that much time to talk. So the fact that Q jumps into it so quickly with being like, hey, Bro Alliance. Grab one and let's do a do-si-do.
Yeah.
It just feels so quick to jump to something when like you've not had a chance to really speak with these people. Cause I don't really let them talk on the boat. I really don't.
Yeah. I think they don't let them in any place they can't have a camera on them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I'm excited because that's fun to see play out. It's just like another thing totally. That you're waiting for the merge. And I'm so excited that they're merging next episode. That's huge.
I can't wait.
It's huge. Okay, let's pivot to Sega. So this is ended up being more of a Sega episode, thank God. Not that it was like groundbreaking, but just happy to get the heat off of Yanu. But before the challenge, they're dancing. I don't know if they had a second Taylor Swift battle or if they were referencing the old one, but I really hope they were referencing the old one because that's fucking insane. And actually, we didn't mention last episode Charlie jumping off the thing and screaming Taylor Swift because that gave us the ick. Huge ick.
Huge, hugely.
Oh, you know what? Alex was rewatching with me and she has a crush on Ben.
Really?
She was like, I kind of like Ben.
Wow.
I was like, okay. She's like, look at his eyes. I'm like, no, I see it.
Sure.
What she
eyes.
Said was, he's kind of like a short king to me. And I was like, you like Ben? She goes, look at his eyes. I was like, fuck.
Okay. Saying someone's like a short king is not the same as being like, I kind of like them.
That's what she means by it. She loves a short king. If you knew Alex, you would know that short king equals love.
I do know Alex.
That doesn't seem like it, girl.
Alex, if you're listening, I know you, girl. I know it. I know I do.
Okay. The fact that Charlie and Ben are falling in love with each other was huge. And the girls were seeing that as a threat. The girls think that Ben or Tim has the hidden beware advantage idol and like replaced it. And then Tim knows it's Jem pretty much and is like, fucking hate and love when someone who is hiding something is asked a question like, you move the beware advantage? And they're like, wait, what? What? Wait, did you say beware advantage? It's like, what?
She's like, no. The beware what? The beware what? The be what advantage?
What? It's so stupid. Like,
it's
no, you should
so
say,
bad.
A person who was accused without actually having done it would be like, fuck you. It's not me. What the fuck? But people who try to play it cool, play it too cool. And it's like, you're just
frosty.
Stupid.
They get frosty. And especially like the cut to her being like, I'm a really good liar because I did not giggle. I was like,
you should have giggled or something. You're scary. Should've. Let's talk about the downfall gem. Lead us through it if you have anything to talk about.
I'm on the board, y'all. I am on the board. We kind of saw it coming. The writing on the wall was there. She played too hard. She played too hard too quickly. She was being sketch to Tim, playing it too cool, lying poorly. She was cornering everybody, trying to have one-on-one conversations. It was just frantic energy all the way through that then leads people to go, wait a second, you put it on her. She fully blew it. And it's unfortunate because when I look at the wreckage that she has left, I'm happy that she was there. Right. Like when I look at like kind of the impact of, all right, she found the beware. She was up to some trickery. She was out in the middle of the night. She was doing some Tony stuff. She kept true to her word in her pre-season coverage that she was not going to tell anyone about the idol and she was going to be sneaky. She was an agent of chaos in a way that, like, again, I said this last week, entertaining to watch, not good gameplay, not good strategy, especially when your whole team is now getting eaten alive by ants the size of chickens. If and when you decide you make it past the tribal that you didn't make it past, you decide to tell somebody that you have the idol, you look like a big old a-hole.
You do. It's not good gameplay to go up to every person and say, who are you voting for? Tell me who you're voting for. I will not flip. And holding a machete. Like, Ben was truly scared. Ben
was
like,
so funny.
She's freaking me out. She's really scared.
She's like, here's Johnny.
That's not good gameplay because she was not voting with them. What you do is say, hey, who are you thinking tonight? Have them either lie or tell you it's Mariah. Maybe it wasn't Jem at first. Maybe it was Mariah. Yeah. Who knows? But it was surely Jem after she was like attacking them. But I can't imagine Charlie and Mariah and Maria wanted her to go grill the boys like that. That's crazy.
I don't know.
It's not good.
It's not, but like, I'm happy about the crater that everyone's left standing in.
Yeah.
In that there is still a seed of doubt that maybe it wasn't, she didn't play the idol. Maybe it wasn't her actually.
Yeah. I had that written down too, that, but here's my thing. So I was trying to explain this to Alex and she wasn't quite understanding. The beware, the little like cloth thing tied up, the beware. Maria has that, right? So does Maria, yeah. And what does that thing say? It doesn't,
dig,
right?
You had to dig in the spot below.
Okay, so doesn't think she lost a vote or anything yet. Okay. No. But they're going to know once, if someone finds it, replant it. But there's a merge coming anyway, so it really doesn't matter. Yeah. But yeah. You are right that there is some seed of doubt that, because Alex was like, I would have flashed the idol.
That's what I said too.
And she immediately was like, actually, that would make her look so dumb that she went home with an idol in her pocket. Yes. And just like you said, it's like, yeah, I made you dig and get eaten by ants. Fuck you guys. Oh, wait. Did you see this article that was like an E! Entertainment Weekly like article? And the clickbait was like, Survivor, like, and I'm flopping this, but Survivor editors like cut out the like F off goodbye from Jem. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. You know what she said? She said, have fun, when I clicked into it and read the article. She said, have fun. That was her saying F all. I was like, you made me. I thought she was like, fuck you. And fuck,
I would have
you,
loved
Jeff,
that.
And punch Jeff in the nose. Like, I wanted like something. Because I was rewatching it and I was like, this is the Vibes tribe. And they're not saying anything to Jem. They don't say anything. She gets voted off and they all look straightforward. It could have gotten edited out. But usually they're like, love you, Jem. Sorry, Jem. Especially if they're all getting a fucking tattoo of Sega. That doesn't seem like a Vibes tribe.
That makes me think she was way more on the outs than like the footage was really showing.
Agreed. You know who's from Sega who's a sweetheart is Mariah. Every one of her things, she's like,
I like her.
Ben is like the coolest guy I've ever met. And she'll like, everything, yeah, she's like complimenting
she's
someone.
She's a hype woman.
Like, yeah, she's so sweet. I like her too. I'm so excited for the merge. I think that watching all of our people mix up will be so much better. I'm very excited.
What do you think about everyone's kind of perception of Ben being this amazingly social, charismatic?
I think
being.
We would think that too if he wasn't so like with his guitar and like, yeah, brother. Like he's like hitting a wave at the same time and with a guitar in his hand at the same time. You know, like he talks like a surfer rocker dude. And I think it makes us make fun of him a little bit. And I can't get past the overalls. But I think if you put a different outfit on him and he doesn't sound like so like, yeah, bro, then like we would like him a lot. I already like him, but we kind of like him in a way where he's like a goofy character to us. Mm-hmm. But to them, he's just like this awesome guy who's super funny, very like outgoing and sweet.
Yeah.
And good dude. I can see that. I can't get past the overalls. It's such a goofy choice for Survivor.
It is so.
Back to it, though. I think the last thing I have is that Maria wasting her two votes was such a bad move.
Bad.
And this doesn't matter anymore because Jem's gone. But if I wasted my two extra votes and then because she does that thinking that one of them may have an idol, she's like, I don't know. So I'll use my two votes. And it's like, Jem, you knew they didn't have an idol and you still made me play. This could have worked in our advantage. It's genius if you want her to burn the extra vote. But as far as Jem was concerned, those three girls were in a really tight alliance. So that extra vote could have helped them later in the game. And it finally, we saw it written that she could have used that until there were six players left. So that extra vote could have like, changed the game. But of course, it doesn't matter. But it was a good advantage to have and she flopped it. But
I get a
minus point because of it on the pool because I have Maria and she used a advantage. So I'm negative one.
Yeah, that's great. Here's the thing that I have to say about Maria that I agree with you. Not a good choice in how she played her advantage. Coming out of that, we watched during Tribal Council when she goes to step up to vote that she has a little piece of paper that says like, you guessed correctly, like you get your vote, right? Mm-hmm. Which I don't think we realize that in episode one, when she does the journey with Jelinski and Tevin, that the outcome of that is not told to them immediately following.
Right.
So that was lost on me. I don't know if you caught that, but I thought it was like, yep, you got it right. Like, all right, you're going home with two votes. You're going home with a vote and you're going home with none.
I think just because it was so blatantly obvious and Jelinski admitted, sure, then they were confident in it. But yeah, if it was more vague and players were keeping it a secret, yeah, then we would have been waiting. But just in this instance, yeah, I was not expecting it to be written. When it said your read was correct, and I was like, right, what read?
I know, that felt like so long ago.
They were like, from The Journey. I was like, episode one?
Yeah, but Maria must have told them that to her tribe, because when Ben said that as his lie, I was like, that's such a weird and specific thing to lie about. Like, I don't know if I won the thing. They won't reveal it to me until I go up to vote. But he was just grabbing what Maria told him and running with it.
When would Maria have told him that?
When she gets back from her journey.
Okay, I understand. So he just like used it her lie to them and spit it back to them.
The truth and as his lie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So that means that Ben is now gets his vote back.
I was like,
so
why do they believe him? I was like, why are they believing him?
That makes sense.
But it's because Maria was probably like, I had the same, like, that was what they told.
It's
those
just like
the rules for my journey as well.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought it was a great episode. And next episode, yeah, the merge. And I loved that little bit of, I don't know who would say it, maybe Tevin saying it, but they're like, Liz hates soda.
Yeah.
To somebody. And I'm like, can't wait to see more about that. Cause I didn't think Liz hated soda.
Yeah.
I thought Liz was just like down to get her out cause she was a threat.
Right. The sound bites that they choose in those, I almost go like, all right, so the exact opposite is true. Like, I'm like, all right, so that's okay, not true.
Oh, so they're saying it to somebody to try and like,
maybe, I don't know. I just like, I'm so suspicious on those little next time on. So it's like, if you see that thing is like Tevin's edit of being like, soda has got to go to, it's like, they almost tease that out as like, oh my God, is Nami going to go to tribal? And it's like, no, yeah, well, no, if they're showing that in the next time on, it's not the case.
Yeah. But either way, I'm excited. It was a good episode. I enjoyed it on the rewatch too. I was like, yeah, 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 yeah. How did you feel on your rewatch, bitch?
Oh my God, I feel amazing after my rewatch, which I definitely, definitely did.
I have a final thought.
Tell me.
Who's getting
home this week?
Who's going home this
week?
Who's
going home this week? And why is it
Banu?
Banu. That's going to be so off. Like, we're not.
Any
You're
going
to have to just
thoughts?
Edit it together. Final thoughts, final thoughts, final thoughts. I'm racking my brain for any thoughts in my head. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought this was a good episode and nice to touch base on an episode that actually had some different things going on. So we'll be back next week for episode 6, about halfway through the season almost. Maybe episode 7 is halfway. I can't tell. Can't know that.
How can you not know that?
It's either 12 or 13 or 14.
Do you know on every episode we're doing bad math? Low numbers math.
I mean, if there's 13 episodes, is 6 halfway or is 7 halfway? Cool it, okay? Cool it. All right. So anyway, go to the Discord. Come hang out. I'm going to check the Discord now because I haven't checked it in a bit. So apologies if you're messaging in there.
Oh,
Julia's
got her.
What?
Pick a winner.
Pick our winner?
Pick a winner. I feel like we were doing this last season, just like, all right, after this episode, who do you think's the winner? I have one.
Tiff.
Ben.
Love it. Okay. Yeah, so go to our Discord. It's in the link in the bio. Come hang. Talk to us about any show you're watching, really. We have a million different TV Discord chats, and there's like a general TV one too that we chat in, but go check that out. And then if you're watching Shogun, if you watch Masters of the Air, True Detective, we did a bunch of things. Traitors, of course. We just did a bunch of those. We've got The Boys season 4 and House of the Dragon coming up in June. We're super pumped. So hit subscribe. You'll never miss an episode. We are Binge Town TV. And who's going home tonight and why?
And why is it Banu?
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.